The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman. Companies like Coca-Cola, Adidas, Ford, and Lego are boycotting Facebook this month, pulling ads that appear on the social network in the United States. Some advertisers are part of an organized boycott demanding the company do more to crack down on hate speech, conspiracies, and misinformation on its site on topics such as voting. Michelle Quinn reports.
Hundreds of companies say they won't advertise on Facebook and its sister firm, Instagram, in July as part of a campaign called Stop Hate for Profit. The goal? Force Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg to address Facebook's negative effects on society, says Jim Steyer, chief executive and founder of Common Sense Media and one of the boycott's backers.
That they are amplifying hate speech, racist messages, white supremacy messages, all sorts of misinformation and dishonest political advertising. So we asked the major advertisers of America to pause their advertising on the platform for at least a month.
The boycott's demands include asking Zuckerberg to strengthen controls against hate speech and do more to crack down on misinformation campaigns, particularly when it comes to voting. These are all changes that Facebook can make.
It is within their interest to make small changes. They don't want to be blamed for somebody using their platform to manipulate people in an election. But tinkering around the margins of little changes to ensure that doesn't happen is very different from actually taking a step back and saying, is it possible that the core business we built is actually not the best thing for society?
There's no shortage of ideas of how to fix Facebook. Some call for regulations. Others say break up the company and make Zuckerberg, who has controlling shares of the firm, answerable to a board. Facebook says it doesn't tolerate hate speech and points to its automated system to remove inflammatory ads before users see them. Recently, the firm agreed to an external audit of how it is doing to make sure advertisers do not appear next to harmful messages, one of the boycott organizers' demands. Facebook also said it would label content that breaks its rules, even those posted by an elected official, and it will remove posts that Facebook thinks may lead to violence or deprive people's right to vote. But some critics argue it's not enough. Michelle Quinn, VOA News, Oakland, California.
This is your invitation to join us next week for another edition of Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman.
That was a program from the Voice of America.